This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Yeah, I've had it in my helmet pretty much every day of practice for the past 12 weeks. So I remember rookie minicamp, I came out here and I had a dot. And that was definitely a lot different than now. My head was spinning, so I didn't really have a chance to get the guys' calls. Kind of feel bad for that. But I've grown since then.
Difference between a safety or a linebacker being the green dot guy? How does it affect anything, if at all?
Well, the only thing is if you're the linebacker, it's easy for you because you're in the middle. You can communicate with the dudes up front and behind. All right, Kyle's in the back, you know, but he does play a lot of linebacker type stuff. And he's a really, it's not going to affect him at all because he's been doing it, like he said, for 12 weeks. He's a super smart kid. He did it at Notre Dame. And I remember at the rookie minicamp, damn, he's wearing the green dot, you know, so that's what they feel of Kyle Hamilton. And when he was wearing the green dot last week, there was no bust. There was no issues. I mean, it looks like especially with Darius out there and stuff, the communication's excellent, you know. Now with Simpson he doesn't have, you know, where a lot of times during the games, you see Roquan helping Simpson. That is going to be more of a bigger thing than Kyle Hamilton wearing a green dot, I think.